We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Chof. V'zehu b'chinas yikovu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makoim echod. With this we could also understand the command that Hashem gave at the beginning of creation, where Hashem said, let all the waters that are under the heavens gather together to one place, v'seiroe hayabosho, and let the dry land become visible. The waters gathered to form oceans and things like that, and the dry land became a place which could be inhabited by human beings. Shekol meme hadas yum shechu el mokoim echod. The pasuk is saying that the waters should gather el mokoim echod. The waters represent das, meme hadas. Echod, el mokoim echod, daiko, Rab Nosson Zal says, bechinas shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. They should all gather to mokoim echod. Mokoim echod is synonymous with emuna, because our basic declaration of faith in Hashem is shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. So Rab Nosson Zal explains, shetzrichin lahamshich kol meimei hadas shenim tzaboilam el mokoim echod. We have to draw all the waters of the Das, the oceans of Das that are found in the world, to Mokoim Echod, Lahamshich Kol Hadas, Letoich Emunas Achdusa Yisborach, to draw all of that Das into Emuna in Hashem, into faith in Hashem. Shezehu Klal Kol Kavonois Kriyashma. This sums up the kavonos of Kriyashma that the Arizal describes in his Sforim. She'ikar ha-kavonohu kipshutoi lehamin biyuchudoi ve'achdusoi. The main kavon of Kriyashma on the simplest level is that we should believe in Hashem's unification and Hashem's oneness. Shehu yisborach odoin yochid manhig u'moishel u'mashgiach. That Hashem is the ruler, the master, the only one who supervises everything, who le'ela min koilo, he is above everything, v'les le'ela minei, and nothing is above him. Uboze klulin kol ha'kavonos. In this is included all the kavonos of what a person is supposed to have during Kriyashma. And the kavonos that the Arizal explains, which is Shehem lahamshich kol hamoichin alidei Kriyashma. The Arizal says that when a person is saying Kriyashma, that's a time of hamshochas hamoichin. That's a time of drawing upon oneself seichel. So the question is again, why are we doing it over there? Because we want to draw the seichel into the emuna. Uleyached kutche brichu shchinte, and to unify Hashem and the Shechina, meaning the Moichin and the Emuna, the Chachma and the Malchus, in a sense. Haynu shetzrichim lahamshich kol minei da'as u'moichin letoich emunas achdusa yisborach. We have to try to draw all the different assorted types of Moichin and Sechel into faith in Hashem. And by doing that, the dry land will become visible. By doing that, we reveal and we display and we broadcast the emuna, which is called Eretz. As the pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'e Emuna. Because when Hashem first created the world, it was wall-to-wall water. And in that state, the world was nothingness. Nothing could really be done. Nothing could live it. And the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water. Ki kol zman sheloi nizgale v'nimshicho ho'emuna. Because so long as the emuna was not revealed and couldn't be brought forth because there was too much das, there was too much water, there was only water all around, then everything is still in a state of darkness. With all of that das, without emuna, it's all darkness. Ki ikar yenikas hakfirus humi ribuy hadas, because Rav Nosson says the main source from which atheism, lack of faith, draws its strength is from ribuy hadas, from too much knowledge, where there's too much thinking. Too much thinking leads to denying Hashem, denying faith. And what was keeping the world going at that time was this spirit of Hashem, which is referred to as Ruchoi Shel Moshiach, which was hovering over the water. Rav Nosson Zal says, what is Moshiach? What is Moshiach all about? Ki ikar bechinas Moshiach hu bechinas emuna. The essence of Moshiach, the main thing that Moshiach is all about is emuna. Kama shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 89, ve'emunosi ve'chazdi imoy. My faith, my trust, and my kindness will be with him, with Moshiach. He's the one who's going to reveal and inject serious faith into everybody, all the people in the world. As the Pasuk says in Tzvanya, that then when Moshiach will come, Hashem says, I will change the languages of the people of the world. Everyone will be speaking one clear language. You know what that language is going to be? To call out to Hashem. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. They'll all be calling out Hashem, meaning they'll all believe.